Yeah, Mr. Elwood.
Hi, it's I'm Brian Elwood. I work for an environmental consultancy and nuclear energy experts. I've got just a couple of slides just giving a summary of what my evidence covers. So the key points that I'd like to pull out from the evidence and has been mentioned already today around surface water allocation status is that the allocation is equal to the existing consents, so there is no extra in the surface water allocation. Groundwater allocation status, so of the groundwater that's currently allocated, there's a low level of uptake currently, and the proposed plan seeks to increase that by 140, so a further 140%. So, and that increase seems to be based on the land surface recharge of the catchment and taking 35% of that and then saying that's available for groundwater allocation. If you take the allocation in the upper, in the Te Anau groundwater allocation zone, that's sufficient for a very large area of irrigation. So pretty much all of the flat land, 39,000 hectares, would be available for irrigation at 300 millimetre depth. So that's your 118 million cubic metres a year spread across that area. But to achieve that, that needs a surface water allocation because that water is like hydraulically connected, and I don't think that's particularly clear in the plan. You have to, on first glance, you see that there's this large allocation, but then in reality, that's not available for to be considered. And then the second point that sort of leads on from that, if you did have that allocation and it was used for irrigation, that would cause a large increase in the nutrient loss. So in my evidence I talk about if you've got an existing dairy farm, for example, and you added irrigation to that, even if it was very efficient, you'll get some very nutrient increase. But if irrigation enabled you to change from a intensive sheep and beef farm to a dairy farm, for example, you would have a doubling or a tripling of nutrient loss under that system. So that's the potential consequence of irrigation occurring in the catchment. And then there'd be likely increased nuisance free fighting and other impacts from that in the Mararoa or in the Lower Waiau. So those are the two key themes from my opinion. So that's all.
Okay, good to see if we have questions for you. What's starting here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I read through your evidence and was trying to work through your logic. Are you? And I was trying to get to the point where was the discussion that you're actually having that the water was actually predominantly allocated to the Manapouru repair station and wasn't actually available, even if it was connected to anything else or not connected, it wasn't available for anything else?
So as the rules are set, everything other than low hydraulic connection, say you're moderately connected, the part of that that's stream depleted is then counted in the surface water allocation. And so you have to have surface water allocation available for consent then to be granted on a complying basis. So that's, and then it's hydraulic, if you're direct or riparian, that gets further and further the connection. So in this catchment where the surface water allocation is fully allocated to existing consents, there is no extra headroom available to provide the proportion that's hydraulically connected. So, I do view that little map around. For 100 hectares, you'd need about 40 litres a second to take from the groundwater bore. There's very few, if any, rivers that are less than 4 kilometres away from a surface water body to avoid that stream depletion effect. So it's not that, but that's not clear from the plan. You've created this allocation, and then essentially no one can access it. And it, but and it's the entire length of the wire, because there's one surface water allocation body. There's two or three groundwater zones, but they all have this issue for everything other than low connected. And there's a little bit of the knot in rule 54D, the inclusion of the knot or the exclusion of the knot changes the status, but they still need a surface water allocation.
And I think I'm correct in saying that you've allocated that as a moderate level of connection, not a low level of connection.
So the plan sets out that if you've got more than 2 litres a second stream depletion, you become moderate. So, and then I did a simple Hunt's equation using to calculate stream depletion from, and I chose up 40 litres a second as a nominal, that's, you know, if you want to derogate 100 hectares, to do a worked example for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head around the point that you make, the hydrological connection between surface water and groundwater, and so you oppose any abstraction on that basis, but you've also used the argument of increasing nutrients as well, which is the preeminent argument.
Well, so the first one is that if you've got shallow groundwater and it has a, when you pump it, it lowers the groundwater table, so that reduces the spring flow, essentially. So that's the connection. So,
Could you define depth when you're talking levels?
Well, it really depends on the aquifer. So if you have confining layers in your aquifer, you could be, and they're near the surface, well then if you go through that, you could be quite, you know, 15 metres might be okay. An confined aquifer. But here, there's not a lot of site understanding of the aquifer system, but of the three, four, some that have been pump tested, they all seem to show that they are hydraulically connected. So those three, and they're in the right period, so that's not unexpected. So the plan sets out that if you have more than 2 litres a second of stream depletion over a 150-day period, then your it has a classification regime for what your groundwater take is. So it's just a groundwater surface water are connected, and that's this, you know, surface water systems receive groundwater from springs. So that's just a way of classifying it. And all work, I suppose, I'm submitting, all my evidence, is that to access the large allocation that's available requires a surface water allocation to go with that. So that's the first point. The consequential, if you did provide this allocation and you can argue that it's through a non-compliant process that the effect on surface water were acceptable from a hydraulic point of view, there's a potential consequence from a land use change that would also need to be accounted for. And there was in paragraph, the officer talks about irrigation in Southland not being used for intensification but to offset supplements. And I just go to, I suppose I've done a little bit of work to show that even offsetting supplements would increase the nutrient loss, because you increase drainage and the average drainage in the season with having some irrigation, so that's why. So it's just factoring that into your decision making around that increased allocation of groundwater that's used for irrigation will lead to a potential increase in nutrient loss.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, good morning. Has Meridian got the 100% of the surface water allocation in the catchment above the hydro stations?
I haven't done an analysis of the consent, but the table of Appendix K says that it's allocated to existing consent. So if the other consents there, they will have part of that allocation as well.
Yeah, okay. Then.
So it's not, I think, if there's more than Meridian's consents, then that's what will form the allocation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Elwood, the figure four that you've got in your evidence shows basically that all land area in the Tiana Basin is within 4 kilometres of a surface water body, which means that, if I understand it correctly, that there's no water available, even unless it's on a low connection, and it's not clear to me how much water might be available with a low connection to surface waters. Is that work being done?
I haven't done that work to show what proportion of weed to put a bore that would have a low connection. Mm. But if it did have a low connection, well then there's, as the plan is written, there's 118 million cubes of water. But what this figure 4 shows is that it's unlikely that shallow, you know, that groundwater takes will have a low connection. So, and this was using an example of the 40 litres a second. After 150 days, the cone of influence from that bore will have extended to 4 kilometres and be extracting 2 litres from the surface water.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I was just wondering if there was any information which suggested that there was a reasonable amount of water available which had low connection that could potentially be used for irrigation.
There is, well, to date, there's a low allocation, and the three bores that have got well tests done on them show a riparian connection.
Yeah.
And if you look at the regional geology and the groundwater, there's a lot of water coming out of the faces. So where you've got the Whitestone Creek and others, and you've got the terraces, that's where the springs are issuing from. So they're not deep systems.
Right.
So it seems unlikely that you're going to get enough water to do significant areas without then having some impact on your soil.
All right, thanks very much.
Just a couple of questions. Found your evidence very helpful, by the way, particularly your the figure 4 and the analysis around it that's just been discussed. But just a couple of matters you could probably help me with, hopefully. Your paragraph 18, top of your page 4, you have there at the bottom of your table one a lower YR groundwater zone. But when I look at table Y.4 in the plan, which is the primary groundwater allocation limits table, I don't see a lower YR groundwater zone in that table.
So this is the old, the two, when I downloaded off the Environment South and website.
Yeah.
So there's this, which I haven't presented to you, but you've got a lower groundwater allocation zone information sheet. Provide to you.
I'm not interested in that, but that's
it just
irrelevant
says that
to me. What's relevant to me is what's in the plan.
So,
you got the plan?
So this was, sorry.
Yeah, so if you could turn to table, it's appendix L.5, groundwater allocation, around about page 220 or somewhere around there. And it's table Y.4.
So these are the allocation limits.
Yep.
And so what I've put in table 1 there is the amount that's actually published at the moment, an actual uptake from those.
Right.
So, but in the lower YL zone, that would be equivalent to Blackmont and TYY.
So, just a minute. So the lower YR zone, which doesn't exist in the plan, actually comprises what? Blackmont?
Blackmont.
And what was the other one?
TYY.
TYY. Okay. So those two are the lower. I don't know why that's on the red page then, if it doesn't exist.
So, yeah, so there does seem to be, from the current system, a difference to what's in the proposed plan.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's low...
That's all I wanted to clarify, because I was confused, because I couldn't find it in that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, take the issue that's been raised, that if we look at the Tiarnow allocation, which you said is, and you've pointed out to us, it says here is recommended to be 118...
Yes, so
million cubes a year, is it million?
Yes.
and understand the point that that could be misleading because you can't actually access that unless you comply with the stream depletion provisions of the plan. So in your mind, would it be helpful if that groundwater allocation number was footnoted to say something along the lines of access to this allocation must also comply with the stream depletion requirements of the plan as per table Y.2, and currently in the YR catchment surface water allocation is all the surface water allocation is fully allocated. I mean, you'd need to be more eloquent than that. There's just a footnote saying, hang on a minute, don't forget you need to look at stream depletion, and if you're more than low degree of hydraulic connection, you can't have it because it's fully allocated. So would a footnote like that alleviate the concerns about the plan being potentially misleading?
Yeah, I think it would, yes. But it would apply to all of the groundwater zones that have a YR connection.
So would it include the ones you just mentioned, the Black Mountain to YY as well?
Yeah, to YY.
Yeah. Can you maybe, not now, but in discussion with Ms. White, give some thought to the wording of a footnote, because the words I put to you aren't very eloquent, and see if you can come up with some suggested wording for us to consider?
That's all.
Yeah. And by the same time frame that we asked for the other, a little bit of homework. Okay, well, that's all. Thanks very much.
Any final witnesses, Ms. White?